We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome inside the Cleveland, Ohio-based draft hall.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Creed Humphrey.
Yeah, I really like Creed Humphrey. I think he can anchor a line for 10, 12 years.
Put the dog down, sir. Doug loves it, Rich. What are you talking about?
Six-time Super Bowl champions select Ronnie Perkins.
And I don't know how in the world he's still here at this point in time.
Look, he played nasty. Yep. This is a New England Patriot through and through.
Picture him in that New England uniform, and everybody's like, where does Ronnie Perkins come from? He came from OU. He's going to be a monster at New England.
Rhamondre Stevenson.
He's one of the better pass protecting backs in this year's draft class, which is something New England's going to value.
But also run with a little bit something to prove, too.
Over and over and over, he's a battering ram.
The Seattle Seahawks select Trey Brown.
I love this pick here of Trey Brown. But what he is competitive and feisty.
Brown's going to come in and push that opportunity.
Pittsburgh Steelers select Trey Norwood, Swiss Army knife utility back safety.
And I wrote down on my notes, Johnny on the spot. That's what he is. He's always around the football.
But Trey Norwood, I think, had the good eye discipline. They're picking off the pass against the Florida Gators, taking it to the house.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our NFL Draft Review Show brought to you by your Central Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. I'm Toby Rowland alongside Chris Plank. This is going to be the Chris Plank show. This guy is all over the draft. He's covering it for national radio, and we can't wait to hear his thoughts. You saw there five Sooners go off the board here in 2021. We've got a lot to talk about and only a half hour to get it in. Chris, this was a fun 3 days for Sooner fans.
Yeah, it was. And I know that everyone wants the first-round picks. I know you want to see your guys go in the first round. So do we. But the landing spots for every single one of these guys was fantastic. Even for Adrian Ealy, who went undrafted, he ends up signing with the Ravens. Ravens got a few Sooners on that team, right? Maybe a couple
they
that can help him out.
I like the Oklahoma.
Dusty Dvorak talks about it a lot. Whenever you go into a locker room as a rookie, it's always nice to have someone that you're familiar with. Remember, he had Tommy Harris in Chicago. Adrian Ealy has a lot of Sooners in Baltimore. Think about Creed Humphrey going into that Kansas City Chief locker room with Orlando Brown Jr. there. I mean, this is an awesome landing spot for all of these guys. Can't wait to talk about it.
All right, here's a look at the 2021 signing class. First off, this Oklahoma, the only school in the country with at least four NFL draft picks in each of the last 14 years, Chris Plank. That is impressive.
It's consistency, Toby. That's what it is. It's about consistency. And, you know, these guys are doing more than just getting drafted. They're getting drafted and they're making an impact. You know, Oboe's atop the depth chart for the Rams heading into this year. We're going to talk a lot about this offensive line class. Look what Joe Mixon is doing in Cincinnati right now. So it's not just getting picked. These guys are getting picked and making an impact.
Here's some of those picks over the last 14 years. Obviously, Sam Bradford taking number one. There's Big Gerald McCoy with the third pick. Trent Williams has made some money in the league.
Highest paid offensive lineman back with the San Francisco 49ers this year. Look at Jermaine. I feel like Jermaine Gresham is a guy you forget about, and then all of a sudden you're watching in like week three and he's catching touchdown passes.
That's absolutely. Now, did DeMarco Murray go on to do anything? Do you remember?
I think he had a pretty good career, including now coaching the running backs in Oklahoma. Lane Johnson still the starting right tackle, anchoring that offensive line for the Eagles. Look, Sterling Shepard got a little help in this draft, right? Drafted a few offensive linemen, or wide receivers help him out. There's Bank! I'm sure there's going to be a Kyler Murray highlight coming up here soon, right? There's got to be a Kyler Murray highlight coming up. But the Ravens, we joke, Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown. Obviously, Orlando Brown Jr. was there before he got traded. So a lot of big-time names,
your boy.
Former Sooners, two of them, including Cody Ford, who's back with the Bills this
year. I forgot about the pink suit.
Gosh, the history.
Swag, right? That's drip is what the kids would say, Chris.
That's right.
All right, Creed Humphrey got it started. Next to last pick, second round, Kansas City Chiefs. I was in the radio booth in Stillwater on Friday night. Joe Castiglione, who is a giant Chiefs fan, is standing behind me. And I saw it pop up on my laptop, Creed Humphrey to the Kansas City Chiefs, and he went bananas.
He should.
Yeah.
This is a great pick. I understand that we had hopes of Creed going in the first round, but I'm going to parrot what I said earlier. Let the dog celebrating is the best part of all this, right? Let the dog celebrate. But Landon Dickerson went right before him. Kansas City had traded away its first-round pick to get Orlando Brown Jr., by the way, as we mentioned, another Sooner. But Creed Humphrey goes into a situation now, Toby, where he could be a day-one starter at one of two positions. He can be a day-one starter at center, where they have Austin Blythe back, who was a Ram a couple years ago. And then they bring back Kyle Long out of retirement, and we'll see how it works out for Howie's son. But he could start at either center or guard, left or right guard. They signed Joe Tooney in free agency out of New England. But, you know, I'm a fan of the AFC West because that's where my team is. This rebuilt offensive line for the Chiefs is nasty. And you've got a guy like Creed Humphrey who's coming in that could be your starting center from day one or your starting guard. What a great fit for Creed. And Toby, you know, it's underappreciated, I think, a lot of times what he meant to Oklahoma, but he had an incredible career.
Great spot for him. He gets to snap the ball potentially to Patrick Mahomes, and the social media love poured in from Bobby Evans, CeeDee Lamb, Kyler Murray, Cody Ford, Bill Beedenbow, Spencer Rattler, Joe Mixon, all congratulating Big Creed. Boy from Shawnee, America, is headed to the NFL.
I love, too, how the wrestling background was brought up quite a bit. Not just when he was drafted on Friday night, but Toby, in the whole draft process, I loved everything about that being an angle that was talked about.
And the fact that Creed Humphrey ended up in Kansas City, Andy Reid might have had a little help making this pick.
Orlando told us to go get Creed, you know, when he was here. He goes, there's a good one at Oklahoma you need to take a peek at. So we'd already had our eye on him, but it was neat for Orlando to, you know, put it out there to us that way.
Orlando Brown doing a little recruiting for Creed Humphrey, and he landed it. Look at this.
Sooner
O-line. Boy, what a job Bill Beedenbow has done.
I think the most forgotten guy there, too, is Darrell Williams. You know, it's just the job that he did when he was here. He's still in the league. He battled some injuries, but he's become a stalwart in the NFL. And you think about Bobby Evans, Cody Ford, Ben Powers, Drew Samia, Orlando Brown, and now, well, Creed Humphrey, hopefully, and including Darrell Williams in that mix. But there are six guys that are starting. We said in the open, Toby, they're not just the guys that are getting drafted. Bill Beedenbow has prepared these guys for the next level beyond just the celebration and the hugs and the dog being held up and all the excitement and the analysts talking about they loved it or they hated it. These guys are getting to camp and they're making a difference in their play.
He's developed a reputation. You take an Oklahoma offensive lineman, he's going to have a streak of nasty in him and he can play in the NFL. Speaking of, remember that offensive line back in 2018 that won the Joe Moore Award? Look at this picture.
Wow.
Remember this? Five of them now in the NFL.
And all five of them in the first four rounds. Samia is starting in Minnesota. Ben Powers was a starter at Baltimore. Bobby Evans has been anchoring the right side for the Los Angeles Rams. And Cody Ford, I know he got dinged up last year, but has been a monster with the Buffalo Bills, helped lead him to the playoffs 2 years ago. That's an AFC championship team that went out and got pass rushers in the draft that they needed. So just an incredible group of talent, and look at them all playing on Sunday.
That's a great picture, by the way. Very well done. Well, after he was picked by the Kansas City Chiefs in the second round, Creed Humphrey talked to our Jessica Coody.
You know, I actually FaceTimed Orlando just a little bit ago, and I talked to him. You know, I'm so excited get back and work with him again. You know, he's one of the best in the business, so I can't wait to just get up there and start working with him. I know we did so many different things schematically, so, you know, I'm comfortable with anything that, you know, I was going to get into in the league. So, I'm super excited. They have such a great offense, and I can't wait to help them out in any way I can. It meant so much to be able to play for the University of Oklahoma. It was a dream of mine growing up, and to go up there and, you know, have an impact and help the university win games, win conference championships. It was just such a big deal for me. And I just want to thank Sooner Nation and the coaches from the bottom of my heart and my teammates. You know, they made my experience there so great.
No team tackled its deficiency stronger than the Chiefs did this offseason. They rebuilt their offensive line, which is why they lost the Super Bowl, because they couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes. And they get an all-pro in Orlando Brown Jr. They bring in Joe Tooney, and now you've got Creed Humphrey in the middle of that mix? Look out. That's a beast in the AFC West.
We're going to take a break on our NFL draft review. When we come back, the New England Patriots section of the show next. Oh, boy.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Welcome back to our Sooner Draft Review Show. Third round, Ronnie Perkins, the second Sooner off the board here in 2021. And he goes, Chris Plank, to the New England Patriots.
Now, full disclosure here. Toby Rowland, diehard Indianapolis Colts.
That's right. Not a Patriots fan, but I am a Ronnie Perkins and a Ramondre Stevenson fan. This is going to be very hard on me.
So I'm going to say this without trying to sound cool, but Jamar Cain said it, so I'm going to echo it. The Patriots are getting themselves a dog in Ronnie Perkins is the best way I can put it. He loves football. And I think that's something that everyone needs to kind of embrace and understand. It pained this dude to not be playing at times last year. And when he got that opportunity, it was like an animal that was unleashed, and he just assaulted quarterbacks in a legal way, of course. I loved everything about this pick, Toby, and here's why. Teddy Lehman talks about the Patriots way and kind of the Patriot attack and
what
they do.
Full disclosure, Teddy, big Patriots fan. Go ahead.
And he talked a lot heading into this draft about the projections that the Miami Dolphins were very interested in Ronnie Perkins. And he brought up the Dante Hightower comparison because the Dolphins head coach is Brian Flores, who was a defensive coordinator at New England. They used Dante Hightower all over the field, even though he's a middle backer. He didn't even think about him maybe still ending up with the Patriots, who still do the same thing, right? They still do the things that Brian Flores did when he was there. I think Bill Belichick found himself a gem.
Yep.
I think they found a guy that they can use all over the field. He loves football. He's going to get after the quarterback. He's going to attack. He's going to be a problem in the AFC.
Here's the social media reacts from Isaiah Thomas, Calvin Thibodeau. Kyler Murray said, Perk! Coach Kane, Nick Benito said, 31 teams bound to regret passing up on him. Neville Gallimore, Cale Gundy, all excited for Ronnie Perkins, who's showing off the rings there in that picture. I'm with you. I think he's going to be an absolute star in that system up in New England. I think that's a steal.
Calvin Thibodeau talked about war daddies is what he likes to go get, and this dude was the definition of it. Leader, passionate about football, brings an energy. A contagious energy. I mean, you might be watching the game, and as a fan, you're ready to go out there and high-five Ronnie Perkins. New England's going to love this kid.
Well, Bill Belichick wasn't done because in the very next round, on Saturday in the fourth round, he went back to Norman again, and he took the running back, Ramondre Stevenson.
You know, Bill Belichick's had a weird relationship with running backs during his tenure in New England, right? They've taken some shots on guys early that maybe didn't pan out. And fantasy football players hate starting a New England running back because you never know what you're going to get. But when I heard this pick announced, I had LeGarrette Blount flashbacks and what he was able to do for the New England Patriots.
Good comparison. I
think that in Ramondre Stevenson's fit and what Josh McDaniels does with that offense, he's the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. Toby, I think he's got a chance to be special. You know, and this isn't an overly deep backfield. Sony Michel, they're trying to decide on his fifth-year option. James White is back. He was a fourth-round pick, but James White was the hero of the Super Bowl. So I think that Ramondre Stevenson brings a little thunder to kind of their lightning backfield that they have with Michel and James White. And I'm telling you what, shades of what LeGarrette Blount did in this offense is what I see Ramondre Stevenson being able to do. And I'll tag it with this. I think he's going to end up having a much better pro career than what he ever was at college. And I thought he was great in college when he was on the field. But I think he's got a chance to find a complete other level whenever he plays in the NFL. Great fit for Ramondre.
He's got power. He has speed, enough speed. His run against Florida in the Cotton Bowl was off the charts. And, I mean, you can just see him, right, in a Patriots uniform.
It fits. His
social media reaction from his teammate, Brian Asamoah. DeMarco Murray, Nick Benito, Ronnie Perkins chiming in. Everybody
Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
It was great. You know, and that's one of the best things about social media is whenever you see teammates supporting other guys when they get picked, right? You see something like the draft happen, and then you see all these guys that are waiting for their opportunity, but we're in the locker room with a Ramondre Stevenson and Ronnie Perkins. To see that they're as hype as they are is awesome.
They know this is what all of them are shooting for. And what a life-changing opportunity this is for all of them. Excited for Ramondre Stevenson to be heading to the New England Patriots and another running back off the board. We were talking about the offensive linemen. They've done this at this position as well. Four Sooner running backs drafted in the last 5 years.
Yeah, all of them at one point on the Bengals. Which is still kind of, Ramondre, what are you doing in New England? Get to Cincinnati, of course. Rodney looking for his next opportunity. But Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine are going to be battling for carries in Cincinnati this year. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty really cool.
There's a lot of Bengals on that graphic right there. All right, we'll take a timeout here on the Sooner Draft Review Show. When we come back, we'll talk trades. Two of them off the board on Saturday. We'll be back right after this.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Buick GMC. See your Oklahoma Buick GMC dealers. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Get Sooner Sports news and talk on demand whenever you want with the Sooner Sports Podcast. Exclusive interviews, post-game shows, and all things Sooner Sports. Subscribe today at Soonersports.com/podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind, still the one. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free.
Welcome back to the Sooner Draft Review Show. Chris Plank, Toby Rowland with you. All right, we've had Creed Humphrey, Ronnie Perkins, and Ramondre Stevenson off the board. Then on Saturday in day three, they got defensive backfield as Trey Brown goes to Seattle.
Love this fit. Have you heard that before on this show? You might be saying, Plank, you love every fit. I think it's great. Creed Humphrey slides into Kansas City on offensive line that is restructuring. He's got a chance to start. Ronnie Perkins is with a defensive guru like Bill Belichick, and Ramondre Stevenson lands in a spot where running backs get an opportunity. But how about Trey Brown? Going to a place that needs corner help. I mean, think about this. This is a defense that was once known as the Legion of Boom, right? I mean, Dan Quinn was responsible for that defense for a while, then he handed it off to Gus Bradley. Regardless, they had nasty in their defense, and it struggled a little bit over the last few years. Why? Their secondary isn't what it once was. There's no Richard Sherman. There's not the Cam Chancellor back there to knock guys around. But now they've got a guy in Trey Brown who, Toby, always seems to find himself near the ball in big-time moments,
right?
He's like a magnet for it.
Big plays in big-time moments.
Yeah, and right now, you start thinking about the Seahawks depth chart, they don't have a lot of big name corners on this roster. They've got Trey Flowers, who has been around for a minute. But beyond that, they didn't draft another corner. They haven't drafted a corner in years. And they signed Akello Witherspoon in free agency, who was with San Francisco last year. Trey Brown might be able to start for Seattle day one.
Wow.
Just based on the depth chart. Now, there's some good corners out there in free agency. I mentioned Richard Sherman. He's still available in free agency. Casey Hayward, the former Los Angeles / San Diego Charger, is too. But I love this fit because I think he's got an opportunity not only to go out there and make plays immediately for Seattle in the secondary, but, you know, that might be a pretty nasty little kick return game when you think about him back there with Tyler Lockett.
Had the safety against Sam Ehlinger in the Big 12 championship game. Had the interception that capped off the win in the 4 overtime game against Texas this year. Had the interception that sealed the Big 12 championship game this year. Big plays, big moments. Here's the social media reaction from teammate Justin Broyles, Isaiah Thomas, Coach Manning. Trey Brown said, excited to be a Seahawk. As the Seahawks tweeted out, we got ourselves a good one.
Yeah, and he's got an opportunity to go up against a former Sooner twice a year, and Kyler Murray is the quarterback in Arizona. So you've got a lot of OU DNA in that NFC West right now. You think about the Rams and Bobby Evans being in Los Angeles right now, and Oboe there as well. He's going to go up against a lot of former Sooners in that division. Should be fun.
Okay, then in the 7th round, Trey Norwood goes off the board to Pittsburgh. Trey Norwood to the Steel City, and as his head coach said, they're getting the Swiss Army knife here.
You know, a lot of us questioned Trey's decision to turn pro. And we thought, as far as undrafted players were concerned, he would find himself in that undrafted free agent mix. But Pittsburgh's always kind of been talked about as a team that could be a landing spot for Trey Norwood. Now, there's not an immediate need in the secondary for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They might have the best secondary in the NFL, anchored by Minkah Fitzpatrick. But again, Toby, we use that term magnet. And Trey Norwood was always around the football. Right? We're watching the highlights of the Texas Tech Red Raider game, whenever the Sooner defense really got those takeaways going on another level. Trey Norwood was a major reason why. He wasn't dropping passes that were in his hands. He was finishing plays. Here's the other thing. I don't think he's going to be relied upon to play right away. I think he's going to have some time to be on special teams potentially, or maybe he even finds himself on a practice squad, but you learn how to work in the NFL. You get extra time in the weight room. And Mike Tomlin, breaking news, pretty good at this defense thing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I really like, you know, I was thinking Trey Norwood could end up in the AFC West. There had been some rumors about him and the Raiders, and that's just not me creating rumors to try to get a Sooner to Las Vegas. But, you know, you got a lot of guys to learn from. Terrell Edmonds, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Cam Sutton is in that secondary. So that he's got a lot of vets that he can learn from and has a chance to make an impact eventually.
5 interceptions this year, tied for the 3rd most in the FBS, including that pick 6 against Florida in the Cotton Bowl. Here's what he said after the pick.
Steeler Nation, what's going on? It's Trey Norwood here, defensive back, Oklahoma. Want to let you guys know how excited and pumped up I am to be a part of the organization. Can't wait to get down there and get to work. Let's go, baby.
He's excited to be headed to the Steel City, and here's a look. 5 picks in the last 2 drafts off the defensive side of the ball, and certainly it's looking like things are trending in this direction defensively for Alex Grinch. 2 guys last year, Neville Gallimore, Kenneth Murray. 3 guys this year, Trey Norwood, Trey Brown, Ronnie Perkins. You look at the potential for next year's draft on the defensive side of the ball for OU, it could be this many or more alone.
I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
Right before we jumped on the air, I found myself looking at a 2022 mock draft.
You're a sick man, but go ahead.
I had issues. But Isaiah Thomas, Nick Benito, Perrion Winfrey, Brian Asamoah, David Agwebu. There's 5 names right there that were projected as guys who could go in the first couple of rounds. Now, again, a few of y'all can stick around and help that defense for years to come.
There's some other guys that could be draft eligible, too, that could find them. But, you know,
I'm just throwing a couple of names out there. DeLaron Turner-Yell is another one. But just the overall thought is this idea of, oh, you know, Kenneth Murray was a first-round pick. We're going to wait a couple of years for another first-round pick on the defensive side of the football. Now, that thing has changed. That mindset has changed forever here at Oklahoma with what not only Alex Grinch has done, but the recruiting of Roy Manning and what Brian Odom is bringing in. Obviously, Jamar Cain and Calvin Thibodeau. We're going to be much busier in our draft review on the defensive side of the football next year.
That's exciting for all Sooner fans. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to draft Chris or excuse me, we're going to grade Chris. We've already drafted
him. I'll take
him.
Both.
He plays on our team. We're going to grade him when we come back here on the Draft Review Show. Pretty solid 4 years for Lincoln Riley in the NFL draft. We could only fit top three round picks on this graphic. 13 guys taken in the first three rounds. 21 Sooners drafted overall, Chris. That is impressive.
There's three current starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now. There's a couple of captains on that list, and every single one of them starts. That's incredible when you think about it. So not only are you having guys get drafted, but when they get to the league, they're making an impact. The development job that this staff has done is unparalleled.
No, that's not just a list of guys. That's a list of guys making an impact. I mean, think about like Mark Andrews, for example. Third round pick in 2018. He might be the best tight end in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Marquise Brown, obviously, they're working to try to build some receivers around. They got Sammy Watkins coming in this year. Neville Gallimore starting for the Cowboys in defensive tackle spot. I mean, it's incredible. Jalen Hurts at Philadelphia, I mean, he's not a second-round pick if he doesn't come play for Lincoln Riley for a season. So you love to see it.
You also mentioned early on Adrian Ealy signed free agent deal with the Baltimore Ravens. All right, so Chris, you took a shot at a mock draft before this all started. How did you do? Let's grade you here.
Okay, so the point was, I picked the round, and then I gave two teams as possibilities.
Okay.
So, as you can see, I got four of the five rounds.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
But, or five of six, excuse me. But I went over when it came to the team. Now, to be specific here, T-Row, I came within a couple of picks. Like, for instance, I had Creed going to Pittsburgh, and he went a couple picks after that. Ronnie Perkins went like four picks after the Vegas pick, and Trey Norwood, I was real close in the seventh round. But I feel pretty good about nailing the rounds on five of the six.
All right, hey, listen, mock drafts are a lot like horseshoes. You just got to get close.
That's right.
Nobody expects you to nail it. If for my money, you're as good of a draft analyst and prognosticator as there is in America today. And he's on our team.
Let's go.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the 2021 NFL Draft Review Show. Boomer Sooner.